We're going to take a break from the news to hear some music. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reminds us of a band from the American South whose legacy is being freshly appreciated today.
The B-52s. And later, R.E.M. These two bands were instrumental in putting Athens, Georgia on the musical map a few decades ago, but it was another band who just may have been everyone's favorite in that southern city. They called themselves Pylon. Rolling Stone magazine dubbed Pylon's Cool one of the top 100 debut singles of all time, and it's one of the 47 tracks on the just-released Pylon box. It's a set that collects the band's two studio albums, Gyrate and Chomp, which have been remastered, plus a bunch of unreleased recordings. Michael Lahusky played bass in Pylon.
I'm just excited that there's a conversation about our music and that it's back on, or it will be, I guess, in full on the release date, back on social media, on streaming, you know, on streaming services, music services. And so hopefully it'll be accessible to a lot of people and maybe inspire some people and their own creativity.
Creativity is certainly what happened when Lahusky, Randy Bewley, Curtis Crow, and Vanessa Briscoe Hay put this band together in the late 1970s. They weren't musicians. They were art students at the University of Georgia. And they had this idea that maybe not being musicians might be a good foundation for a band, that not knowing what they were supposed to be doing might lead to new ideas. So Lahusky bought a $35 bass guitar from a pawn shop. Randy bought a cheap guitar there, too. And they started learning how to make their instruments sound good, even if they technically didn't know how to play them. Curtis Crow joined them on drums, and they asked Vanessa, their friend, to sing.
And it just kind of gelled into its own language and had its own inherent energy that really was just hard to predict exactly how it was going to all come together. You know, I think our conviction is what carried us through.
Pylon took its name from the safety cones that cordoned off areas at the DuPont textile plant where they worked part-time, always sure to wear their safety glasses and steel-toed boots. In an early press release, Pylon described their music as feasible rock and said they were concerned with caution, but also adventure. They called this song Precaution. Vanessa Briscoe Hay says she approached the lyrics and songs Pylon wrote and played like she would approach what she was familiar with, an art project.
One of our professors had told us, you know, a drawing can be finished with the first gesture. And so that first gesture is important. And also how you end it is important. So I just tried to find myself, like, within the framework of the song, I would try to make something that fit.
Pylon's sweaty, kinetic live performances cemented their reputation. Bill Berry, the drummer for that other Athens band, R.E.M., called Pylon the best live band he'd ever seen. R.E.M. even covered one of Pylon's songs called Crazy. REM guitarist Peter Buck wrote that he heard Pylon's version of Crazy on the radio the same day his band's Chronic Town EP was released, and he was suddenly depressed by how much better Pylon's record was than his band's. But as good as the band's fans thought Pylon was, LaHusky says they were never in it for the long run. Music wasn't going to be a career for them.
It kept us going for a while. I think we eventually sort of ran up against the expectations of the music business as kind of a business. We didn't hang in there real long, but we had a wonderful run that went, you know, years beyond our initial expectations, I would imagine.
Pylon was popular enough to land a spot opening for U2, but they only played a few shows on that 1983 tour. Pylon played its last show at the Mad Hatter in Athens on December 1st of that year. Since then, there have been a few reunions and a new record called Chain, but Vanessa Briscoe Hay says ending the band in 1983 was the right call.
At the time, we made that decision together. And for better or for worse, it was our decision and we made it. It wasn't something that someone made for us.
Briscoe Hay started a family and also became a nurse. These days, she still sings for a band called the Pylon Reenactment Society. But she says there's one bittersweet aspect to the new attention Pylon is receiving right now because of this new box set.
But the main thing that's important to me is that our bandmate, who was passed on, Randy Bewley, will be remembered. He was such an incredible and gifted guitarist. He was a sculpture major, and he didn't know how to make chords or any of this stuff. He made some incredible sounds. So to me, it's very important that Randy especially be remembered.
Pylon guitarist Randy Bewley had a heart attack and died in 2009. He was 53. Music journalist Steven Deusner compares Pylon to the Monkees or the Archies. They were a gang, and they did everything together. Michael LaHusky says that was really true, especially when Pylon was on the road, spending long hours in their vans between shows.
I think that all contributed that when we got on stage to perform, we were all coming from the same place. We weren't trying to figure out what each other had been doing all day or something. We were all there, all together, and it was a ramp towards the performance, and that's where all of our energy went, was just to that part of the day, the performance.
LaHusky and Vanessa Briscoe Hay still live where Pylon started. Michael works at the Georgia Museum of Art at the University of Georgia in Athens, which is also home to a collection of Pylon's artifacts and images. Many of them are featured in a book that comes with this new box set. Flipping the pages is like looking through a family's photo album. It tells the story of a band called Pylon. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashley.